sir. You may be wondering why a prosecutor's involved with the presentation of military licensing within an agency. But our agency actually makes a concerted effort to have all divisions input in the development and streamlining of policies and procedures when appropriate. I've got a few TDLR folks in the crowd. Raise your hands if you're with TDLR. There's a few. This is the result of our collective collaboration. I'm going to provide you with a brief overview of the department and kind of the legislative history that led to our implementing military licensing. Doug's going to give you the statutory nuts and bolts of Chapter 55, and Doug is going to provide us with some of the life lessons we've encountered along the way. The Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation over the past decade has become known as the umbrella agency. Our ultimate goal is smaller, smarter government. Since 2001, the agency's gained 22 new programs. At that time, TDLR had one employee for every 732 licensees. Now, with roughly 450 employees, TDLR handles more than 670,000 licensees and 168 different license types. Since 2001, or since September 1st of 2015, TDLR has inspects, enforces, and licenses 33 separate industry statutes, from currently health professions to building and mechanical systems. Today, the ratio is much more impressive, with every employee representing 1,598 licensees that we serve. Our agency currently utilizes the military verification service training and experience in six of our statutory programs.